Blog Talk Radio.
The Ata Ewakan, sacred wind, you are like the great mystery, moving in all places, in all people, in all things. You cannot be seen, yet we feel your presence and see your power in the dancing prairie grass and the flight of the eagle. Whisper to our spirits, help us to find wisdom once again. We are made of earth, fire, water, wind. We share one earth, one sun, and one moon. Let us live together as one people. Help us, great mystery, to mend the sacred hoop, to heal our brokenness, and to find once more our place in the web of life.
Every Monday at 11 a.m., people wonder, what is that time? It's Messages of Light time. And I have a wonderful guest with me today that I met at a fair. Her name is Candy Wiseman. I'm excited to have her on my radio show. I want to make a few announcements first. I want to feature Stages Wellness Holistic Center in Belleville. We have all kinds of services, acupuncture, chiropractic, nutrition, and essential oils, Reiki, and tarot, psychic and medium readings, animal communication, gemstones, organite, spiritual coaching, and much, much more. You can find us at 325 East Main Street in Belleville, and you can check out stageswellness.net, or you can find us on Facebook at Stages Wellness Holistic Center on Facebook. We have Elated Hearts, a shop down the street. It's 25 East Main Street. It's not 325, it's 25 East Main Street. And from 11 to 5 o'clock, there are going to be two really cool authors and some readers at Elated Hearts June the 17th. So we're looking forward to that. That's going to be wonderful and fun. If you want to donate to our program today and you like what you hear, you can go to PayPal and type in Starwaya, Starwaya at hotmail.com. All donations are appreciated. I also want to feature Java Zen Coffee, which is really great coffee that we sell at Stages Wellness Holistic Center. It's also online. It's a superfood coffee and doesn't make you jittery. You can go to javazen.co. That's really cool. Up the street in Chesterfield is a water store called Our Free Water Store. They have an amazing amount of water that's electrically charged and really good for you. Check that out. And a rock store I shopped in High Ridge, Missouri, it's called Prospectors. They have some really cool stones, necklaces, and things like that. So, oh, and the following week, June 23rd, 24th, and 25th, I'm going to be in Springfield, Missouri, doing readings at the very farm that Candy at. So we're going to have some fun today, and we're going to talk again. So if you want to talk to us, our call-in number is 347-237-5339. Hit 1 on the keypad if you want to talk to us. And we're going to do that second half of the show. I'm going to bring Candy on and let her say hello and tell us all about her really cool stuff she does. Hi, Candy. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Amanda. I'm glad to be here.
I'm glad you're here.
Thank you. So I will tell you a little bit about what I do. So I am in the healing community. I am what they call a master alchemist. So what that means is I'm able to transform energy. And to be specific, I can transform negative energy into light. Okay? And this makes me an exceptional healer as I'm able to pull negative energetic masses out of the light body. Then once that negative vibration is removed, I use my healing fire called the violet flame, and that fills that empty space where the blockage was. And then it transmits positive ions to create and promote healthy cells to grow again instead of the mutated cellular growth that has metastasized from negative vibrating energetic buildup waste. Is that making sense so far?
That makes total sense. That's wonderful. See, I knew there was something about you that when you were sitting across from me, of course, I've done work with you now too, and I really appreciate and enjoy that work. It's amazing. We can alchemize our life and make it better.
It really can. And, you know, it's a lot easier than people think it is. If you think about all of our illnesses and all of our emotional issues, so it all makes sense and it's held in the light body. So once you can kind of decipher where that blockage is in the light body, you can kind of locate where the root of any issue is, whether it's emotional, physical, you name it. So let me touch on that a little bit. Do you want me to talk a little bit about illnesses?
Sure. Go ahead.
I could do that. Okay, so when someone has an illness in the body, it shows up in that person's light body. Okay, are you familiar with the light body, Amanda?
I am, yes. It manifests itself into, like, I mean, I know some of us are and aren't, you know, it depends on who they are, familiar with, like, chakras and stuff. But a light body, it's, you know, I almost want to say it's like your, I know what you're talking about, but I almost want to say a lot of people could relate it to your soul, I guess, you know, like your lighter essence.
Yeah. So the light body is the energetic mirror of the physical body. Mm-hmm. But, like, instead of organs, the light body has nerve plexuses. And, you know, these nerve plexuses, like you said, are called chakras, right? So within these energy plexuses reside all the keys for our wellness and health. And, you know, Western medicine is just now beginning to integrate teachings of the light body into modern medicine today. So, you know, when Western doctors began to discover that illnesses can be brought on by the emotional trauma, they begin to understand what an illness really is, right? So
right.
So all illnesses are like a map of your inner struggle that one has with any traumatic experience. And when someone doesn't process that pain properly through the emotional body, it then becomes trapped in the chakra or the nerve plexus that creates that emotion. So each chakra is in control of creating certain emotions and chemicals in the body, right? You're very much like organs. So that's kind of where illnesses stem from, is trapped energy that the body remembers on a cellular level. So kind of what I do is I'm able to pinpoint that energy blockage and find the root of the trauma. And once you find the root of the trauma, your body lets it go from the physical body and pushes it out into the light body. And then what I do is I use either like my modality of removing said blockages is I use, you can usually use your hand or a magnet or a crystal even, and you pull that from whatever chakra that has the blockage, and you just move it by way of your governing meridian. Do you know what the governing meridian is?
Go ahead and tell people. I'm pretty much familiar, but I'm sure the audience would love to hear your explanation.
Yeah, so we all have meridians, which are energy pathways in the body, right? And the governing meridian is the main energy pathway that runs all the way up the middle of your body and is kind of like the highway, you know, of your energy, right?
Mm-hmm.
So how we can pull all that yuck out of your body when it's ready to be released. So that's kind of the process that I have found to eradicate pretty much anything that's going on physically.
And that is a pretty cool process that you can use your hands or the magnets. I mean, I got really familiar with the magnets. The magnets really have that great energy vibration. You can really feel the change in all of that.
Yeah, it actually just gives so much more strength to your intention. It pulls all of that negative energy anywhere you want to put it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I found that when we used it together, I was really noticing a difference. And I know you work with angels as well. You know, you're very, very good at what you do.
Thank you. And, you know, I am self-taught. All of my teachings and my modalities that I use for my healing practice have been given to me straight from the angelic realm. So I don't have any gurus, or I haven't really had any, you know, school teachings on, except for some, you know, massage therapy school that I did when I was younger. So that just gave me a basic structure of anatomy and energy work. And then, you know, with angelic guidance that I've been given as I was awakened, I was only just awakened to my gifts about 6 years ago. So they woke me right up and started telling me how to do things right away. They said that I had this very extreme experience with my awakening. Have you had, what has been your experience with awakening to your true self?
Well,
mine was
explosive. Yeah, yours was. You had some trauma too. I think what happened to me between the time we met, which was really cool because you were like this light. You know, when I was sitting there at the fair, I mean, I just, boom, I saw this light and I thought, what a cool lady. She is all bright, her aura's bright. And, you know, I had a sickness that happened to me a little bit after we met, and so it kind of got really scary. I think we did some work right before it, and then I believe you were kind of busy or doing some stuff. I'm glad to see you kind of like resurface again, because I was going, where did you go? But yeah, you know, I went through a sickness and kind of thought, well, I'm done. You know, I thought, well, this is it. You know, I'm not needed for anything. I'll just give up. And I don't know, something just, there was a lot that happened. There were healers that came. There were people over the phone that came. There were people that were not here that were talking to me in my head. And I kind of woke up again. And I thought, am I really going to be able to move again, you know, and walk again and do all this stuff? Because, man, You talk about sick. I was so down. I didn't think I would be up again like you are. You know, like I thought, well, Candy's disappeared. I don't know what's happened to her, and I don't know what's happened
to people. I'll tell you what happened. If I had got terribly sick also, and I was down and went through a very similar experience, Amanda.
I landed in the hospital. It was so scary. And, you know, you flashed before me. It was really kind of funny because there were some other people and other stuff that was happening. I can't tell you that, you know, enormous amounts of people, you know, I'm thankful for them all. But, you know, you flashed before me and you said, hey, don't give up. You know, don't give up yet. And that was just one of many. I mean, I've had some motherly figures coming in. I've had my friends come in. But, you know, for a while there, they disappeared and were not around. And I was isolated and thought, they're never going to come back. You know, they're never going to be. And then I kept thinking, well, I've got to look for you. And I didn't see you for a long time and thought,
yeah,
okay, maybe she's going to resurface. So see, we're kind of going through the same thing. And, you know, like I said, this lady up in Springfield, Missouri, she was kind of a physical person that was there. But, I mean, there were phone calls. There were people that were sending energy, you know, that I can't, you know, begin to, like, open my heart and say thank you to all of them. But this one lady that would roam around the Springfield, Missouri area fairs went, oh, my gosh, she's in the hospital. And she came and she brought me a stone to hold on to, something that she had made with a stone in it, I should say, kind of like organized. And she says, you're not going to die. You got to be here. You know, you're going to do big things. And I thought, wow. Okay, and then soon after that, after I got kind of out of the, I was by myself and I had a roommate, but it really wasn't working. I was just in a very dark place, and she was too, actually. We worked on that.
Yes.
We healed that.
Let's throw this in there. So right now, lots of awakened people are going through their second dark night of the soul. As a
collective, that's what I had.
Yeah, me too. I went through it too. That's why I was gone for like the last year. I was going through it myself. So just know that this is happening on a very big collective level. So you're not alone in this. I actually have been going through it. It's been on the verge of torturous. So we're all about to come out of this cycle. So the end of this cycle ends in July. So just hold on a little longer. It's all going to start to, like, get better for the people that have been going through the dark night of the soul. That darkness is going to transform itself into light, and you'll get all the wisdom and the knowledge from that pain that you went through, and it'll just show itself in a different alchemy, a different change state.
Yeah. So I've been awakened my whole life like you have, and I think we just went through this big shift, this big change, and then, you know, like soon after the darkness I was in, I kind of got out of it, and then you came back, and I went, okay, there she is. So now we're kind of going through this, like, up and down, interesting energy.
Yeah, I came out of it kind of when you did. That's funny.
It can be pretty interesting, yeah. So I've been awakened probably my whole life. That's just more of a process happening, which I think happened to you too.
Yes. So I've been pretty aware of different energies most of my life, you know, and I was really getting into, I wanted to help people. So I got into massage therapy school, but things really transformed for me about 5 years ago. I was like rudely awakened. So, I mean, that was just another transformational pivot in my journey here. So every 5 years or so, I get like one of these big explosive changes in my gifts, and it's like a level up situation. So I feel like I got upgraded.
I think that's what we do. That's what I felt anyway, that we went through like this huge awakening.
Yes. Yeah. So where are you located now? Because I remember seeing you in Springfield. Where do you reside now?
Well, I'm a nomad right now, and it's really not a lie because I go to Springfield all the time, but I go to but I'm in St. Louis all the time too, which is really funny because my business cards. Now I've stayed there before, so it's kind of a funny story. I've shifted from Springfield back to St. Louis, then going to Springfield, so I'm all over the place. And I went to Columbia. It was so funny. I was with a friend looking for you too.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was a while back. It's been some time now. But I thought, well, maybe I'll connect with her out here. So just as I was bouncing around, which I do that, because that's how we get our energy going and help people. We go places we're drawn, like you do. You're starting to adventure out to places, and I love that. I'm so excited for the work you're doing and the fairs you're doing. You'll have to tell people how to get a hold of you. So, you know, I still sort of reside in Springfield, and I still reside, you know, kind of in St. Louis. I kind of go where, you know, spirit tells me to go.
What I do, I'm all over the place. But, you know, for me being a master alchemist, I really don't need to be in person to do a session with somebody, right? I can do it energetically over the phone. But just I go to these shows for people that really want that hands-on connection to their healer. You know, some people like to feel people out before they, you know, go and talk to them about their deepest issues, right? So I really do that and travel around just to make sure those people that aren't completely comfortable with or can feel energy through either a website or pictures, so they can actually feel the energy that I'm emitting. And it usually, it usually brings in the people that need me the most. So I listen to spirit and just go wherever the wind takes me, pretty much.
Yeah, the wind blows and says, hey, why don't you go to Kentucky? It's like, okay, why am I going to Kentucky? You know, and then you find out later, it's like, oh, give that person a hands-on. The same thing happens, you know, with me if I'm told, oh, go to St. Louis or go here, or go there. I just end up going and it's like, okay, here I am. You know, I may not necessarily drive myself there because, you know, sometimes I'm so sensitive that the driving gets to me too. I'll have people come help me and I'll be like, hey, I got to go here because, you know, they're telling me I need to go. Our angels, you know, are telling us, hey, we need to be here. We need to be at this fair. And, you know, right. When I ran across you, I thought, oh, she's really cool. She's got to be one of those, you transform energy and we all can. And I love that you teach that technique.
I teach like this shortcut that Archangel Michael gave me. Like the root of my practice stems from this book that changed my life. This book called The Emotion Code, it's written by Dr. Bradley Nelson.
That book, is an amazing book.
That book changed my entire life. So anybody out there who hasn't read that book, that is a shortcut to clear your entire life and heal yourself and heal your chakras. It's amazing. So I've taken that basic structure from the sequence in the emotion code and applied it to the light body and to chakras. And even more, I've developed it to be able to tap into ancestral trauma. So I've kind of morphed it into modern day needs. So I've added to it to be able to pinpoint physical, emotional, and light body issues. So I've expanded on that, but the root of everything that I do now stems from reading that book. It really just brought out the inner healer in me, and Archangel Michael then told me the exact sequence you do to remove ancestral lineage issues. So that's one of the biggest work that I do, I think, is clearing ancestral trauma. Not only helps the person that you're working on, but say you have an illness that runs in the family, right? It's hereditary. What the ancestral trauma clearing does is it breaks that chain of the illness and stops it from going on to future generations. So it's really like the master technique is if you haven't had your ancestral trauma addressed and it still resides in your energy field, you can't fully heal because you have to clear that first. So Archangel Michael told me the sequence and the process of true healing. So I know not everyone is gifted the permission to clear soul contracts and to do ancestral trauma clearing. But because of the sequence that Archangel Michael showed me, he's allowed me to gift that to everybody. So everybody has kind of a shortcut to do that work themselves if they don't want anybody else working on them like I do. Like, I'm very particular about who I let work on my energy field, and I have a lot of people
that
are.
Makes sense.
Yeah, so I broke it down in an online course for people to be able to do this work themselves. And it's like I said, it's based on the structure of the emotion code that I've just, morphed into a modern day healing modality.
Yeah, I like that. See, because people want to know how they can clear that trauma. That is such an important thing to clear that. And especially now with where the energies are headed, I'm sure you know, because we both went through, some stuff.
Yeah.
We need to work on clearing that.
That's really clearing trauma and being able to open up your nerve plexus, your chakras. It's really the key to finding and being in communication with your higher self, with, the angelic realm. You really have to know how to open up your energy pathways. And, by following the process like the emotion code or my simplified angelic healing course, I mean, that's how you can do it. And that's modern medicine now. All they do is give you toxins and try to treat the symptoms. Doctors really don't know how to treat illness because they don't know where the root of it comes from. Because they're looking in the wrong place.
We need the root cause. See, when I landed in the hospital, I was pretty much, you know me pretty well. I'm that natural girl that likes the natural everything, that doesn't want any chemicals. And they're like, oh, you have to take this, and this. And I'm like, oh, no, I don't. But I did.
Exactly.
I did, because they what they do is they scare you. They scare you into taking that stuff. And what I did when I got out was I had a friend, a very close friend in Illinois. That's another place I travel. Call me and tell me, oh, my gosh, she told me telepathically, hey, get on the phone, call the functional medicine doctor. Man, I was on that phone, and we had to slowly wean me off of stuff. And I'll tell you, it does mess with you, because those things were messing with my kidneys and my body, and everything in me just said functional medicine, and like your trauma stuff that you're talking about.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And, a lot, there is medicine that is really helpful, right? But if you don't address, the chakra and the nerve plexus where there's a blockage, it's just going to come back. So one of the doctors, or the type of doctors that I really have a lot of respect for, are surgeons. Because what's something that surgeons they should be taught in school is how to address the light body before you cut into your energy field. Because once you do that,
exactly,
it takes a long time to fix that trauma, and that the healing process on top of, a surgical procedure is great and really hard to come back from, to sever those energetic cords. So I think nowadays, with everyone starting to awaken, people are now being more drawn to energy work before they seek out, surgical operations. I think that's getting a little bit more popular now, which is great.
I think that is a wonderful thing. I never was big on surgery. I'm big into the energy work and energy surgery. Again, that's alchemy. We can transform the energy, and obviously knowing what the root cause is your main thing, because I've healed a lot just from that, and a lot of the work you do, because I really referenced it. That's a good one. We need to go back there.
Right.
So it's very important that we do this work.
Yeah, so if anybody listening has a physical ailment, it's most likely caused by some trauma or ancestral trauma that's stored in your chakra system. So, you know, it's a good idea to seek out someone who's who has knowledge on the energetic body, the light body. And you can usually track down the root and the cause of any illness by checking to see if your chakras are spinning the right way. So I'm gonna tell y'all about an easy way to actually give your chakras visualization. So you can check your, if you have like a pendulum or a necklace or anything, you can actually hold it over a chakra, and if it starts to spin clockwise, you know that chakra is balanced, depending on how like big the circle is. But if it starts to spin backwards, that means you have a block there.
Mm-hmm.
So that's an easy way you can self-diagnose something. Okay, well, this chakra, say your heart chakra is spinning backwards. Okay, well, I have an issue there. So you know where to look. And then you can muscle test yourself by looking at the emotion code chart and figure out what that trapped energy block, its root is. So that's kind of how you can self-diagnose yourself. You can see which way your chakra is spinning, and if it's going backwards, you have an issue there. So that gives like yourself some validation, and you can track that nerve plexus and look up what organs it's connected to, you know, what chemical it doesn't produce or does produce. So really, all the answers to your physical like questions for illness are in your light body if you know how to read it, right? So a pendulum is probably one of my favorite tools to kind of check people's maps, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's kind of what I use to kind of self-diagnose, even myself. I'm like, well, I need to work on this chakra because it's not spinning big enough, or it's actually spinning backwards. So chakras spin clockwise. So when it's going counterclockwise, that means you have an issue. So that's just a fun little shortcut right there.
Now, I will say that when I took Healing Touch, but, you know, it's interesting because I didn't know about the emotion code up until I had a clearing done with a person that was certified in emotion code, body code. But, you know, it's interesting because we cross paths. I do know about the chakras and that you can, you know, use the pendulum, and if it goes counterclockwise or, you know, backwards, it's what you just said. You know, you can take the pendulum and read the energy and learn about the light body, and that's really helpful.
Yeah, so, you know, it's hard to understand something that you can't see. So having a pendulum or something to give you that visual aspect really helps you process that information. Like, okay, it's actually there and it's real. You know, people that are skeptics, you know, I mm-hmm. always kind of bust out my pendulum to show and be like, you see, I'm telling you the truth. So, like, I'll do a scan on somebody, and if I have a skeptic, I'll actually bust out my pendulum and show them that they have, you know, it's spinning backwards. After I already tell them there's a blockage there, I actually like to take the time to show them and give them proof. So,
absolutely. It's wonderful when you do that because, I mean, there are skeptics out there, and what's really cool is how you were set up to show people how they can, you know, I mean, I'm sure if you have sight, if you don't have sight, you can feel your energy chakras, and, you know, say they can't see a pendulum, they can feel the energy because, you know, they're not sighted or they're deaf, you know, they do sign language, they can still feel the body, and you can kind of write it down and teach them, but I do know everybody can learn how to be sensitive in their body, which is very handy. And like you said, showing a skeptic a pendulum, it tells the story about your body, and so you can learn about it and get familiar with it. That's amazing.
Yeah, so one of my favorite things to help people learn about their body and what your body needs is muscle testing.
So
I teach people how to ask themselves what their body needs. All you need to do is just ask yourself a question. Have you ever used the Sway method of muscle testing? It's the easiest one, I think.
Yes, I did. I went to Whole Foods and tested if I needed to get something called good belly juice to settle down your stomach. I mean, it has other, you know, benefits to it, like probiotics and, you know, certain things you need in the juice. And I took the Sway test and went in there and went, oh, I need that because I leaned forward instead of backwards.
Yeah, exactly. So that's my favorite thing to do. I always ask my body what it wants to eat. You know, if your body eats the right stuff, because everybody's body is different and wants different things. Like for me personally, my body doesn't want red meat or any meat from cows or pigs. And it's not just because it's a fatty protein, but it's also, I'm very sensitive. So whenever an animal is abused or mistreated, that transfers those emotions into its body, right? So you actually, and when you eat the meat of an animal that's been traumatized or, you know, not properly taken care of, that trauma goes into you and becomes a part of you and makes you anxious, and you get those, I personally am sensitive to those feelings also. So I have to really be careful about what I put in my body. Same for everybody else. You know, muscle testing is the best way to really, truly get to know yourself.
Absolutely. I think so, because once you eat something, if you're not paying attention to how you feel, it's going to catch up with you. You know, you can feel it in the body.
Exactly.
I know for me too, when this was before I really explored pendulum, I was running around and I did eat meat, you know, and I didn't even think about organic or all that, you know, and I could feel the changes. I could feel how I felt and I didn't feel good. So I kind of learned later, it's like you have to eat lighter foods. You have to be better to yourself. You have to eat foods that have foods that are alive, you know, live vibration, because they make you feel good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they sure do. And you know what else also helps with what you eat is when you eat. And, you know, I fast a little bit every day. I drink liquids during the day and only eat one meal a day. And that's just what my body's regimen, that's what makes my body run at its top efficiency, you know. So I do intermittent fasting until the afternoon every day. And that's also something you can ask your body, you know, ask your body when it wants to eat, you know, and when to stop eating. You know, and there's a different range for different age groups and different weight classes. So it's very particular and specific to you. So, you know, not one person has the same needs as anyone else. So muscle testing is the best way to figure all that stuff out. So if anybody hasn't really taken the time to ask yourself what your body wants, what it needs, because nobody else can tell you that but yourself. So people are always looking for outside sources for weight management. Like whatever, you know, something that works for somebody else, it might not work for you because you're very original. So to find out what really works best for you is you got to ask yourself. And just a lot of people just don't know how to ask, you know, and that's an issue. People don't know how to connect with their body. If you can't connect with your physical body, good luck trying to get in touch with your light body, you know what I mean? Because that's the mirror, and you can't see the light body. The physical body is giving you clues, and there's something in your light body that needs attention. So if you have physical pain, your light body is...
What they're looking for is they want us to tell them, which, I mean, we could, but it makes more sense, I think, in your practice, what you do, which I really don't I do as a reader, I do read them, and I can still see their energy and focus on that. But see, what a lot of people do when they sit down with you is they want you to tell them. But it's really fun when your body and your energy can tell them and you're showing them how they can do it.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of just helping people find the easiest way to communicate with themselves. And, mm-hmm. I like to teach just basic principles that you can integrate in your everyday life. So, I'm a healer, and I can do all, the clearing and stuff for you, but the real healer is to be able to show people how to do it for themselves, because it does take a lot of introspection and a lot of clearing work to reach and tap into your God self, right, your highest self. And
right. You
really need to do clearings every day just because of running into people's energy fields, right? And a lot of empaths just take on other people's energy. And in the beginning, I'm at a level now to where I don't absorb, right? I know how to protect and not absorb other people's energy, right? But as people that are empaths and are just kind of barely scratching the surface of their gifts and just being awakened to how life really is, I think that it's important for empaths to understand that everybody that you encounter, everybody that you can see, you're exchanging energy with, right? So when you get home, say you're just walking through the store, you're absorbing other people's negative energy, right, as well as their positive, right? You're just collaborating and mixing your energy field. So everybody that you run into, you're connected to in a way. So it's real important to be able to find a way to clear yourself of energies that are not your own, on top of the energies that are you're stuck with or embedded in yourself. So I like to teach people how to just do basic clearings on themselves, because it's really important, because nobody else, I mean, the light body tension on a daily basis, right?
Absolutely. I agree with that.
And I like to teach people how that they have the power to do everything themselves. I just give them the sequence to do so. I think that's the best healer, is to be a good teacher and pass along the wisdom that I was given. And that's kind of why I'm here, is to show and help light workers reach their true potential by showing them that they can do the work themselves. They really don't need anybody else once you're shown how to do it, right?
That's right, because I think once
I think it's important
yourself,
for everybody to learn how to fully cleanse their light body. I think that's the most important thing that people need to learn now. What do you think?
I agree totally. I was going to say yes. Once you learn it yourself, it's an amazing process. Yeah. Can you hear me?
Amanda?
Yes, I'm here. Can you hear me, Candy? Okay, that's really weird. Okay, we're going to try to bring Candy back on. Let me try to see if I can get her on again. I can hear Candy.
Amanda,
Candy, are you there? Yep, I'm here. Are you there? That's really strange. Hello? Okay. We are having technical difficulty. Let's see if we can bring you back, Candy. Hold on, everybody. We'll bring her back. Hang on a second. going to attempt to try to call our guest here and see if we can get her back. Candy, are you with me?
I am back.
I don't know what happened, but I just thought, you know what? I'm going to call her back. So
yeah,
some people are...
I know exactly what happened. So then this happens to me every so often. We got some dark forces that are trying to block me from speaking the truth here. That happens every so often, believe it or not.
Well, we'll try. That's not uncommon because they don't like you talking about, oh, we have consciousness and we're light beings. But I thought, you know what, I'll just call you back because this thing can call you back too so we can get information that will be recorded and people can listen to it.
Yeah, so the dark does not like me giving cheat codes to people. They don't like me telling the truth about how to get rid of your traumas and heal yourself, right? They want everyone to stay in the dark. So I get a little lash every so often, a little obstacles they throw my way. Sometimes they mess up communications and block internet. That happens every so often.
Yeah.
So.
That's just what life does sometimes. But, you know, they don't want you to know all this wonderful, good stuff. But I really like your information, and I was thrilled to meet you at the fair because you're quite good.
Thank you very much. I appreciate saying that.
Down to business. You know, you get down to business, you tell the truth to people. And one thing that I like, one thing I will tell you is I like people that tell the truth. Yeah, they don't mess around with you. They tell you like it is, and you're one of those people.
Yeah, I definitely think sugarcoating doesn't do anybody any good. You know, if there's somebody coming to a show or they're there for a reason, that's usually a pretty big deal. And, you know, me personally, I would like someone to tell me the truth and not, you know, blow smoke up my you-know-what, you know. So that's why I tell people like it is. And thank you for saying that.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, I'm not going to tell you what you want to hear, but, you know, I definitely do everything I can to make sure people get the truth because you want nothing but the truth as you go along.
Absolutely.
And I'm just 100% sure that, you know, there's going to be things that try to challenge you, but as you said, you're an alchemist.
Mm-hmm.
And what we do is transform energy, and that's why they want to cut us down, because we know the truth of what's going on, and we see it, and we can shine light on it. And that makes people very uncomfortable.
It really does. And being able to transform any type of negative energy into a love energy is really why a lot of light workers are here. That's their job. And,
absolutely,
you know, and to stop that from happening is kind of the goal for, you know, the other side of the spectrum. You know, they put obstacles up and try to stop you from being your light. So that makes sense.
Perfect sense. So when you set up an affair, what would people expect if, say, if they saw your name on, you know, say they saw your beautiful sign you had up, what can they expect to see from you when you come into, say, a fair or whatever? What can they look for?
So when I go to a fair or a show, I set up and have I have signs that says free soul readings, or I like to do a free soul scan on anybody that needs it, first thing. That way people can ask, you know, if they're having any type of issue, they can kind of see what their soul needs to work on first. I think that's important when you're going to a show, to figure out what your soul needs first. So I always take the time to give people that knowledge, right? So I do a soul scan before I let anybody commit to doing any service with me. I like to sit down and give them, you know, I talk with my angels, and I ask their guardians what the next step is for them on a soul level. So for most people, if they haven't seen me before, if you're a pretty progressive light worker and you're an open channel, usually that means you have cleared at least 51% of your karmic debt to be able to channel. That's part of cosmic law there. So anybody that's a channel, that means they've done a lot of inner work and have cleared at least 51% of that yuck, right? And usually the first session with people is always going to be clearing ancestral trauma. And people that go to these shows looking for healers, that usually means that they are picked for their generation to clear that. So if anybody out there feels like they're looking for a healer, that's just your ancestors kind of pushing you to do your work, right? So when people come to a show, I'm one of the few people that do this type of work. So I'm pretty easy to find. There's a lot of readers, but there's not that many healers in the community that I have found. There's a lot of Reiki professionals, but I do things completely different. I don't put people on a table. I have people stand up so their energy pathways are open, and I actually have them help me move energy with a magnet like I did for you, Amanda. So they're not just there. And by doing that, what I'm doing is training you how to do it yourself. Because once you show the body how to do it, it then is programmed to do so. So I like to not only integrate the healings with my clients, I make them a part of it, you see. I don't do all the work myself. I have lots of guides and angelics helping me, but also I use their guardians to help them as well. So I think it's important for people that go to shows to be open to seeing a healer. A lot of people go to shows for readings, right? And that's kind of what I give them, a reading, but it's a very deep cosmic soul level reading. So it can range, a soul scan that I give can range from, my guardians tell me everything, whether you're lacking vitamins, whether you have ancestral traumas, whatever steps you need to do to be a light worker. So everybody's different. And all the information that I get from a soul scan is completely unique. And I haven't found one session that has been the same. Everybody needs different things. So I'm one of the few out there that is granted permission to clear soul contracts, entities, clear ancestral trauma, all the yucky stuff that people don't really know what to do with. That's kind of what I do.
Mm-hmm.
So I take
and it needs to be done. There's so many people that don't have that out there.
Yeah, and that's kind of why I like teaching people this stuff. So I'm kind of bringing new healers in the making, you see. It teaches you how to do your shadow work and be available to help other people through your traumatic experiences. Most healers and the people that are in search of a healer have been very traumatized. And if we all share our stories, you'll find that we have a lot of similarities in the traumas and the life path that we have gone through. So it's through those pains and turmoils that we really connect to each other, right? So I can always feel when somebody has gone through a huge life change, because I've been through pretty much every trauma that you can imagine. I think all healers have a very traumatic experience as a human in human form, because your guide needs to show you what that feels like. Right? You need to understand it on a soul level to be able to heal it. So I feel like every healer needs healing, so really what you are is what you need also. For example, every healer needs healing, right?
I believe that every healer needs healing, but you're also, I would imagine how I came across you and you were so understanding of the massive traumas I had been through, and you are in general, but you know, I think we have to walk in people's shoes sometimes to experience what, to understand, you know, how I came to really grasp this. I mean, I've had people tell me, why is my life so bad? Why can't I get anything? Why this, that, and the other? And it's really because what Spirit is trying to teach you is, you know, here's their life story. You're going to help their life, but you've gone through it, so you know what they've been through, and you're very compassionate and understanding, and that's what they needed, those fairs. I mean, sometimes they need a reading too, but I do the same as you do and offer both, you know, in the same way, but your techniques have really been very life-changing, and, you know, helping my mind to heal. I mean, it's just really remarkable work.
Thank you. I think so too, and like I said, this was gifted to me by the angelic realm, so this is something that I've had the opportunity and the pleasure to share with the world. So I'm really grateful to be able to, you know, help others that really need some wisdom, you know, and mm-hmm. It's coming from the best source. So all of these teachings that I speak of, all of my knowledge and wisdom comes directly from source. So, I mean, it's the best teacher is to have true knowledge, right? And it's a very special work that I do, and it's so fulfilling on a soul level. Like every time I help heal someone's soul, my soul gets healed in return. So that's
exactly.
That's the gift that I'm given. You know, every day when I help somebody, it helps me on a soul level also. So there's nothing like having somebody come in front of you just and feeling this tremendous pain. And I feel it. I actually feel people's physical pain as well as their emotional pain. As a healer, when I clear physical pain, it goes through me physically. So I receive that pain to kind of know exactly where the pain's coming from. So to be able to heal someone else's pain is probably one of my favorite aspects of what I do, just because I know exactly how that feels, right? And to be able to take someone out of physical pain so they can actually live their life again is amazing. My favorite.
Yeah, that's my favorite thing too about that. But I have noticed that even with some people that do ancestral trauma work, the kind of work you do, it, you know, I've still seen some people, it does take time too, that are still kind of like, why can't I have this? Why can't I have that? Why is my life so miserable? And, you know, I work to coach them, and I know you do too, to find the things you're grateful for. But, you know, in some cases, they keep slipping back. But
Yeah, so the reason why they keep circling back to that is because it's still in their energy field and it keeps coming back in a loop to be cleared. So every time you run into that, that just means that cycle is returning for you to be cleared. And every time it circles back around, it gets a little bit more difficult to deal with. So it's just telling you that this needs to be addressed now. Like the more intense something gets, and say you have really bad luck or whatever, that's your physical body trying to show you that there's an issue in your light body that needs to be cleared, you know. And you know, it also, there's more to that. So with this programming that we have from just our environment and media and all of this stuff, all the programming that we have needs to be dismantled. So an important part of healing and rewiring the brain and the light body is formations. You have to literally rewire the way your brain thinks. So once you do physically remove that trauma, your mind still kind of wants to go back there also. So you have to do a lot of like mind work right? So after the physical stuff is gone, the next step is to be able to reprogram the mind. And once you reprogram the mind, you can reprogram and restructure behaviors. And once you restructure your behaviors, your life just magically gets better. Like, and I found that with a routine of affirmations every day, with physical activity, being in nature, all of this stuff is good medicine. And not only do you need to be healed physically, but after the physical part, you need to address the mind and start working on reprogramming those behaviors, right? So that's also a really important part of integrating healing into your everyday. I think that's just as important, and your words that you say are your power, right? Because words carry a vibration. So affirmations are a really, really important part of your healing process.
I believe so. I think it's, you know, people say I can affirm all day long, but my mind, it keeps getting in the way, and I keep telling, well, then fake it. You know, keep telling yourself all these things. You know, it takes a little bit to train your body and your mind and your brain onto these affirmations, but they do work.
They do work. One of my favorite, like, vocal healers, have you ever heard of Matt Kahn?
I sure have.
Yeah, so Matt Kahn has this amazing mantra deck. And you can use it very much like tarot cards and pull a card every day. And so I worked with those for myself personally. And let me tell you what an impact those had. That was my favorite way to start integrating affirmations, is to pull one of his cards from his mantra deck, you know, every day and just say that mantra all day, just whenever I could think about it. Whenever it came to mind, just replay that phrase all day. And, you know, it took me about a month straight to deprogram myself of certain analytical behaviors, right? Just a certain way of thinking. So after, you know, I learned how to clear myself with the emotion code, and then after I learned how to clear myself physically and remove blocks, I then had to focus on the way I think, you know, because I really was real negative with the way I, like, thought about myself. So after all the healing physically, You got to revamp and go to the mind next. So I think that that's a very important step for a lot of people right now, is being able to talk to yourself with love. And, you know, that was my hardest lesson. I don't know about you, but self-love has been difficult after being, you know, treated and talked down to. I had a lot of personal feelings of, like, unworthiness. I had a lot of, like, feelings of, like, being taken for granted. And that all stems from people that are still healing, projecting on you. And a real lesson that I've learned is to not allow how people treat you affect the way you treat yourself. Now, that was one of my big ones. That took a while for me to unprogram there. That took me some good soul searching to do that and a lot of affirmation work.
Gosh, I can imagine.
Yeah.
When you're taught to not love yourself and you go on this path, boy, does it's a tricky thing to, let's see, untrain yourself to not do that. When you've come from that, it's adapted. It's like you just know it for some reason. You just can't let that go. So it takes, it's a process.
Yeah. And that's why you need to come at emotions from all different aspects, okay? So you have the causal body, the light body, and the emotional body, right? And you need to fully heal, you need to cleanse all three aspects, all bodies. And to clear the light body, to clear the physical body, you need to clear the light body. And the light body, you need to clear the emotional body. So that's why this emotion code, the root of being able to pinpoint trapped emotions is really the key to healing. So once you clear one aspect of yourself, it opens up the option to heal another aspect of yourself. And, you know, people that are just awakening, just know that it's exhausting being human. It really is. having the human experience. And once you're awakened, you don't go backwards, right? You're just going to continue to awaken different parts of yourself. So it's really a never-ending process of clearing. But that's good. That means you're evolving. So it's really unlimited, right? So the more clearing work you do, the more enlightened you will become. And exactly. The more you know about all different aspects of your physical body, your light body, your emotional body, causal body, the better off you'll be, because you can't heal one without the other. You have to heal all of them to be able to reach your highest potential and to heal as a whole. So being able to decipher which body and which aspect of yourself is ready to be healed is also important. So there, like I said, I've been given kind of the basic structure or the procedure to figure that out. And that's what I teach. So I just teach people how to find what they need next, what their next step is, what do you personally need to work on first. And like I said, everyone's different, so there's no one right answer for everybody. Everybody's at a different level in their journey. And that's how I look at everybody. You know, have you ever run into somebody that's just mean and kind of nasty to you? Right? You know how I deal with that? Instead of getting angry, it's really them projecting whatever they're feeling out into the world. So I just look at it like this. I say this to myself. Well, that person's just on a different part of their journey. That's all. Right? Because we've all been there. We've all been there. So that's how I justify and relate to everybody. No matter what their views, I don't judge anybody from their vantage point because that's their truth. That's how they see the world. And how can you say to somebody that they're wrong when it's their personal view? See, and that's another thing. No one's really ever wrong because how they see things is their truth. So that's how I look upon the world, with an open heart, you know, and an equal opportunity view. So that's my little trick. So when someone, you know, is really getting underneath your skin, I just say, they just have a little farther to go in their journey. That's all.
I like that much better than having a reaction and having things come up that, you know, really kind of trigger. And I mean, that it does trigger some people. I've seen that too. And, you know, it's happened to all of us, even you, where you're like, they're just not on the same page as we are. They're looking at things really, really differently.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, dealing with triggers myself, because everybody gets triggered every so often, that is just yourself being shown that there's an aspect that you need to heal, right? If you're being triggered by something, whatever triggered you is just giving you kind of a clue on what you need to work on. So I think that triggers are a really good teacher, I think.
Yeah, they certainly are. It shows us, you know, and then how to react in a positive way when someone is just coming at you is very important too, to look at how you can handle, how can you handle that differently? You know, they're attacking you and it's their own personal thing. And then, mm-hmm. You know, you sit there and think, well, I could come at them with anger, but would that really solve anything? No. You know, or you can be quiet or just say as least as possible. That's my choice. And, you know, kind of go into, okay, let's just get away from that energy.
Right. And you know what I found from being triggered myself is I was really being, after a lot of work, like when something triggers me, I really just do my best to like analyze, well, why did that upset me so much? And through my, you know, through my years, I have found that the way I respond to triggers has gotten so much better. And that's a real sign you can see within yourself is how you respond to triggering. Sign
exactly.
That can show yourself your growth. That way you can actually give yourself a pat on the back and take some introspection on your personal growth. Because I feel like we all forget to tell ourselves, man, that was really tough and we did a good job. Like, I think we all need to give ourselves more pats on the back and a little more self-love because we're all going through it. We're all going through it.
It happens. You know, that's a part of learning.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of clientele that I see will say, well, why do they do that? Because they have their own stuff going on. You know, they're on their own journey. And a lot of times, some of the people that I see will say, well, I just take it personally because I just take it personally. And when you can look at it from an observer point, you know, I know some people are very, very empathic and very sensitive.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard for them. And it does take a while. And sometimes it can, you know, set them off into emotional, like they're upset, they cry, you know. But when you can see it as healed and you respond differently, say go away from them, or you know, whatever you can do, the least possible things are said, it transmutes that energy like the alchemist you were talking about.
Mm-hmm. And you know, there's a strong energy right now that is I wouldn't say forcing, but it's strongly directing people to cut away from toxic energies right now. So I don't know. I was talking with a friend of mine over Facebook yesterday, and you know, I'm part of the light worker community, and all I found that a lot of light workers in this last week, like me, but me also, have cut off somebody that was really important in our lives. Like for me personally, I had to separate myself from the relationship with my mother. And my friend I was talking to did the same thing with his father in the same week. So right now, that energy is super strong. So if somebody
I just went through the same thing. Although it wasn't anybody important to me, it was an acquaintance that kind of came at me with some of the same things. And I thought, okay, wow, that's triggering you because you're going through your stuff while I'm going through my stuff. You know, it was interesting because I thought, whoa, where did that come from? You know, just like that energy. And I, okay, let's get away from it as soon as possible. Let's run the other direction. Because that's not something I want to be a part of, giving out, you know, letting this energy know it's okay to be that way. But I could see that it wasn't the actual person. It was just their circumstance. They were very frustrated, so very similar. You know, you have to cut it off. I mean, even in your situation, it's hard when it's an important person because they're like, wait a minute, that's family. How can we do that?
Yeah, and you know, that's really tough to disassociate yourself from somebody that you're tied to, you know, family or, you know, close friends. And that's a big test. And attachment, you know, we all are learning to that. You can't really be a being of love when you're surrounded by so much, I don't want to say hate. I don't even like to say that word, but
yeah.
Low vibrational circumstance or happenstance, you know. Like I was saying, people's energy fields you feel and absorb. And even without being super close to someone, you can still receive, you know, their negative yuck. So when people that are close to you are affecting your happiness or well-being, it's important for you to, you know, love yourself first and make the decision, you know, that's best for you on a soul level.
Exactly. Great.
Those type of decisions are not easy. You'll have feelings about it. But again, sometimes you have to really dig deep and understand that your happiness and self-preservation should come first. That is a big lesson in, you know, self-love, again. To choose yourself is not a selfish act when it comes to your own well-being. And that was hard.
That one for me also was hard because, you know, I think because of the community we come from, you and I both come from the same light workers community. We're into,
right.
Oh, we need to help everybody else. We need to, you know, do all the stuff. We need to be there, be empathic, you know, give, give, give. And then we're not giving to ourselves. But, you know, we've been taught a little bit about, you know, having our cup full and honoring ourselves. And it's not selfish. But you see some people, they're like, oh, you're selfish if you work on yourself. And then there are other people who have the quite opposite of that. And they say, oh, yes, work on yourself so I can get better. And we all are getting better, you know, and our ancestors are getting better and our family is getting better as we do this work.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And again, like that self-love, that's a tough one. It's like you really have to dig deep and figure out your personal needs, which is something that personally never even asked myself what I need to feel mm-hmm. loved or
same.
All I was
same. I've done
yeah. yeah and all I was shown in my, you know, my younger years was how not what I didn't want or didn't, you know, what I got thrown was like everything but love, you know, so I didn't really know what love was. So my journey has been to really find what I need to feel loved or what I need to, or what love looks like for me. And I think that is a lot of light workers are kind of in the same boat there. You know, when you're a light worker, you want to embody love, but how do you do that if you don't know what it is? You know, so.
Well, and you know, you grow up, and I know you kind of did this, or it's interesting. I had a feeling you went through this as well. You know, we grow up and I know you finally found your calling because you've had the gift for a long time too. But, you know, when you grow up in a world that you're thinking, okay, I've got love and this is wonderful. And then it's like you get knocked over the head and you went, whoa, I didn't really know what love was. You know, what am I doing here? But, I mean, you know, you're taught early on, you think, yeah, I know what love is. I'm doing really great in my family and my relationships with my family. But then, you know, say mom or dad, kind of like what you were talking about, happens over the years, you know, you kind of wake up. And you go,
right.
Wow, I'm seeing a bigger picture here now than what I did before.
Yep, and that's the awakening. Being able to see things you weren't able to see before, right? So the awakening is just being aware, right? So once you're aware of something, you can grow from it. And that's the same, and that's the key to everything. Like so with trauma release, that's really the main key of how you get rid of things. Once you find the root and you acknowledge and you're aware of what it is and the where it comes from, then it's ready to be cleared. And that's acknowledgement, you know. Once you're aware of something, you can change it. And that's all, and that's really all that you need. Once you're aware that something needs to change, you can work on, you know, taking steps to do so. So that's a big thing, just your vantage point on everything.
I agree. I definitely agree. So we have two callers here. Do you want to take them really quick?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, and then I want people to know how to find you, too. So do you want to announce how they can find you before or after callers? I'll leave it up to you.
We'll do it afterwards. Let's go ahead and take some calls.
Okay. So 347-237-5339. Hit one on the keypad if you'd like to talk to us. We're going to take our first caller. It's 740. You're on the line with Amanda and Candy. How are you?
Wonderful, lady. It's good to hear both of your voices today. I got a little bit of a issue with getting cut off there, but hey, life is how things go. You have to roll with that roller coaster of rolling with the waves of life. My name is William. Hello, Candy. Nice to meet you. And lovely connection today, I must say. And Amanda, always a delight to listen into your show and connect with your guests and just listen and learn. It's amazing and profusely fun, I must say.
Thank you.
Learning is always fun.
Now, did you have something that's going on? Do you have any questions? Is there anything specifically that you'd like to talk about or an issue that you're having?
No, not necessarily. I've had a lot of each day gets better and better with working with the angelic realm and some other beings, ones who are one, that connect with me and help me relay messages at times, as well as taking care of myself has been a priority recently, that self-love, of course. So, and do my best to help the love of my life, my partner, to get through his father's passing. But he's working on it, I'd say.
Very good. So right off the bat, I'm somewhat of, I guess you could say, a medical intuitive, right? I see things and I can feel things in your body. I'm gonna tell you that you have a blockage in your heart, thymus, throat, third eye, crown. It all stems from, it's anxiety is the root here.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want to, a little quick shortcut to clear that, I can tell you how to do that real quick. So
sure, that'd be fantastic.
Yeah, so the root of it is the anxiety, right? So what you do, once you know the root of it, you can put, do you have a magnet or a crystal, or you can even use your hand. But what you do is you place your hand or whatever object on your chakra. Are you familiar with your chakra system at all, sir, William?
Somewhat, but not, I guess you can guide me.
Well, do you know where your heart chakra is? It's right in the middle of your chest there, kind of where the rib cage is, right in the middle. There's like a little dent. That's
yeah.
Where your heart chakra. So
okay.
I want you to put your hand on your heart there, and I want you to
run
it all the way up the middle of your body and then swipe it behind your neck as you say this phrase, "I release anxiety now." And what you're doing by that, you're commanding it to actually leave your body, and you're moving it. You're moving the actual anxiety bubble that's trapped in your heart chakra out of your physical body by way of the governing meridian. So that's your main energy pathway. Now, this is the sequence that I use for the clearing process, and it works immediately. So it's instant healing. So do you want to go ahead and clear it now?
Sure.
Yeah, all you do is now put your hand on your heart chakra and then swipe it to the back of your neck as you say this phrase. And just keep saying it and swiping it until I say you to stop, okay? Say, "I release anxiety now," by swiping your hand from your heart chakra to the back of your neck.
I release anxiety now.
Keep going. Do it one more time. Okay, good. There it went. Now take a big breath and imagine you're breathing in light and love. And what that does, it puts good energy where that empty space was. Okay, take a nice big breath. And then we're going to do the same thing for the thymus. Do you know where the thymus is? Your thymus chakra.
No.
I want you to put your hand on your the top of your chest, kind of where your collarbone is. And you'll feel like a bump, like a little raised part there. Do you feel that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's your thymus. So put your hand there and swipe it to the back of your neck and repeat the same phrase, okay? I release anxiety now.
Release anxiety.
Just keep going.
Now. I release anxiety now. I release anxiety now.
Okay, good. There it went. Take a nice big breath. Okay, very good. Take a nice big breath, and we're going to move on up to the throat chakra. So the throat chakra resides right in the middle of your neck. Okay, so do the same thing with your hand. Bring it to the back of your neck and say the same phrase. I release anxiety now.
I release anxiety now. I release anxiety now.
Okay, good. There it went. Nice big breath. Okay. Now I want you to put your hand and your third eye chakra. It's right in the middle of your eyes to your eyebrows.
Mm-hmm.
And do the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Swipe it to the back of your neck and say, I release anxiety now.
I release anxiety now. I release anxiety now. I release anxiety now.
Okay, very good. There it went. Okay, so we're going to move on to the crown chakra, but in releasing this way, you don't ever move your hand or the object above your third eye for clearing. So I want you to put your hand back on your third eye, but when you swipe, I want you to put your hand in the air and then bring it down to the back of your neck. Does that make sense?
I believe so.
Okay, yeah, so just put it at your third eye and then bring it in the air straight up and then straight down as you say, I release anxiety now. Okay, very good. There it went. So now this is part of a soul contract. So what I want you to do now is put your hands like between your feet, and you're going to swipe from your feet all the way to the back of the neck as you say this phrase. You're going to say, I release. Do you have a pen and paper? It's easy to write this sentence down because you have to say it verbatim.
I'll have to probably re-listen to the show is probably would be the easiest way,
okay.
Although I do have pencil
just
and paper.
Repeat after me. Just repeat after me as you swipe from the feet to the back of the neck, okay? Say, I release all facets.
One moment, I'm sorry. My apologies.
So what you're doing, you're swiping from the feet, from between the feet, all the way up the middle of your body to the back of the neck as you say this phrase. Let me know when you're ready.
I release all facets.
I release all facets of this. Yeah, I release all facets of this contract into the light. I release all facets of this contract into the light.
Beautiful.
Are you swiping still?
Would that be from, like, my actual ankles? I'm sorry.
So put your hand in the middle of your feet and then bring your hand all the way up the middle of your body to the back of the neck as you say that sentence. Okay? You're going to say,
I release all facets of this contract into the light.
Into the light. Good. And keep doing that. Oh, you stopped. I release all facets of this contract into the light.
I release all facets of this contract into the light now. I release all facets of this contract into the light now. I release all facets of this contract into the light.
Okay,
now.
Perfect. That is all cleared, and that is how you clear soul contracts, sir. Now, do
blessing
you feel a little
to you. Thank you.
Yeah, you're very welcome. Do you
I'm
feel
sorry.
A little lightheaded?
No, I'm not, but I did feel each release, I must say. I felt that, I guess, the bubble or however you want to phrase it.
Some people feel it, some people don't, but what we did there is raise your frequency instantly. It's instant healing, and what we're doing is just taking negative emotions out of the body, and it just makes you feel instantly lighter. So some people get dizzy, some people feel it, some people don't. But this is the true form of healing that we just did. It's just a basic basic sequence on how to find and remove trauma from the body.
Awesome.
So that's what you're
I'm going to go to our next caller here, which is 636-299. You're on the air with Amanda and Candy. How are you?
Morning. Good day, ladies. I'm here from St. Louis, and I didn't get to get much of your program, but I think this topic is very, very, very interesting, and I was wondering how I would learn to get more service in that type of healing you're describing.
Yeah, so I'm in the healing community, and I'm actually based out of Columbia. And I travel around the country going to healing fairs, but I do most of my work with clients via phone or video call. So it's really easy to get any type of session set up. So is that something that you're interested, like, right now for, are you feeling that you could use some direction or some healing right now?
Yes, there's been some things that have occurred that have been very unique the last several years, and I'm trying to put my finger on it. I studied to become a Reiki master, but as quickly as I got the certificate, unless you're around other people, the community, or a sense of ongoing continued education, as quick as it gets in your head, it leaves because you don't have a way to really apply it in a lot of circumstances when you're all new to it and you're very empathic. So I've had a lot of very unique challenges, and Amanda's guidance and some of the people in her network have been very, very kind-hearted, but I just want to take it to the next level so I can be moving forward, not in this consistently neutral spot.
Yeah, absolutely. So I'm kind of talking to your guardian angel right now. Your guardian says that if you want to become, so you're wanting to become an energy worker, like to apply that. Is that
Yes, ma'am. Yes.
Yeah.
I was an active paramedic and a fireman for over 23 years before I had a near-death experience.
Oh, yeah. So you're a natural healer. Did you know that?
That's been pushed around several times, all kinds of very interesting ways. But thank you for the kind word.
You're welcome. And your dominant hand, I feel, is your right hand. So that's the one you would actually place on somebody while you're doing Reiki. Okay, that's what I've been told. Do you ever go outside and ground yourself? You ever go outside and walk in the grass and just kind of just be? I think that that would be some good medicine for you, to sit in the sun and just ground. Do you ever do that?
You know, honestly, someone did mention something about grounding briefly in the beginning, but with all the other things I've had to contend with, it's just I get very emotionally very overwhelmed by a lot of different sensory things.
Yeah, that's why I'm bringing this up. So you're an empath, so you're kind of absorbing. So grounding is the way that you can filter and push all that stuff through you, okay, put it back into the earth. Because, you know, we're wide open for empathic. So grounding is the way to redistribute that energy and get it out of your physical body and your light body. So Mother Gaia will kind of help you balance that. So if you're ever feeling anxious, just go outside and take your shoes off and just kind of stand in the grass and just kind of imagine that you have roots coming through your feet and just connect with the earth. That'll take care of that anxiety for you. I feel like that's been an issue. But if you want to leave your information with Amanda, I'd be happy to do a soul scan on you. You know, I don't charge for that.
That'd be great.
I don't charge for that. So I'll tell you exactly what your next step is to get to where you need to be on your path. Okay, I'll talk to your guardian angel, and they'll tell me exactly the sequence that you need. So, you know, that's nothing we can't work on and handle for you.
Now, does this also release past traumas and, like, opening up the layers as well?
exactly the work that it is. It's actually physically removing it from your auric field. So it's actually I actually take it out of your body. So that's true healing.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you don't mind, if when I do meet up with you, I'd like to ask you a handful of questions as well.
Oh, yeah. No, everybody, I am always open for questions. I feel like if you don't have questions, I mean, you know, how do you know if you don't ask, right?
Exactly.
Well, this has been very supportive. Thank you both for this time today, and I look forward to speaking with you in the future.
I will give her your contact info, and she'll get in touch with you. I'll make sure of it.
All right, well, if I don't answer the first time, I put a really silly voicemail on my phone. So if you call, understand that I just get a lot of calls for the student loans that I don't have. So I have to make fun of the whole chemist kid with the phone. So I call the Walt Network when you call the phone. So, ladies, thank you again for this time, and I look forward to meeting you again soon. You all both have a blessed day.
Thank you for calling. Blessed. And we'll have to make sure everybody gets your contact information, Candy, because you're going to have some people, you know, talking with you. Our next caller is 618-633. You're on the line with Amanda and Candy. How are you today?
Good morning. How are you? Or afternoon, I should say.
Good afternoon.
I'm in a Candy. We've met before, and you worked on my daughter and one of her friends. It's been a few years ago at a Springfield concert or program.
Mm-hmm.
But I have a lot of issues and situations going on, and sometimes it's hard to unravel each separate one.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm not sure what's going on with my physical as well, but I run low energy, and I try and pump it up, and I'm having a heart thing going, and I'm just not sure what's happening. But I'd like to live my life.
Yeah, I can already feel that your low energy is coming from a blockage in your solar plexus, which is also tied to your heart chakra, your higher heart, which is your thymus. It's all going all the way up to your third eye and into your spiritual chakras. Okay, so this is the root of this one is grief.
Is what?
The root of this is coming from grief, anxiety.
Okay.
Love unreceived, which is ancestral trauma. Okay, so this is generational. So I worked on your daughter and not you.
It was at the Springfield Fair, and she went one way and I went the other, and I was able to connect.
Yeah, I never got a chance to do your ancestral trauma work. So that's all that's coming up. You're getting pushed to clear ancestral trauma. That's easy. You know, that's stuff I do every day. So you just need a session. That stuff is just ready to be cleared. You're the one for your generation to do the work, if you didn't know that.
I did.
Do you have siblings?
Yes, I do. And, I'm the only one between my parents, but I have they're half siblings.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, I just wanted to let you know you're the one being chosen by your ancestors to clear the lineage, so we'll do that. But that's what your problems right now are all stemming from. And that blockage, it's blocking your power source, so your solar plexus isn't allowing itself to recharge, okay? So once we remove the ancestral trauma, then we can actually do work on your personal light body. But you got to clear the ancestral trauma first, or you can't really work on yourself. So that's the first step for you. So we need to clear your ancestral trauma, and then other stuff is going to pop up after that. So we're actually going to need two sessions to fully get you back to, you know, pumping the right way energetically. So you're going to just need to clear the ancestral trauma. And right after that, I would like to give you a chakra recalibration. That's when I go through each chakra and clean them out one by one, even your spiritual ones. That just makes you a brand new person. It changes every session with me. It's going to change every aspect of your life. So I think once you get your ancestral trauma's gone, we can't do it all in one session. It's just too much.
Right. I was just needing. I just need a starting point, girl.
That's a starting point. That's what your guide said. That's what they're saying right now. So that's your starting point. And after you do your ancestral trauma clearing, then that'll open you up to actually work on yourself and clear your personal traumas. So
okay. That's
your next step. So
that's amazing. Thank you.
You're welcome. So that's the root of what's going on with you.
Okay. Okay. That makes sense.
Is that resonating with you pretty well?
Yes, so I will probably get your contact information.
Yeah. Yep, please do. Like I was telling the last caller, I do a soul scan. I don't charge for any of that. So we'll go through and I'll talk to your guardian and, you know, they'll tell me everything, whether you're lacking vitamins, you know, everything that you need, they'll explain to me. And, you know, I'll write it all down for you. So after we do, you know, the first step of ancestral trauma and do energetic work, then you'll kind of have a list of what to do next. And
okay.
I feel like they're wanting you to have some visual guidance. Is that what you're asking for? Did you ask for
guidance?
I do
need guidance, yes, I do, because I feel like I'm stuck under some energies that have held me here for a few years now.
And they have, that's exactly what's happening. And because you asked for guidance, that's why we're talking, because I'm going to give you exactly what you need. You
okay.
asked for it, and they're telling me exactly what you need. So you need guidance, so I'm going to write it out for you and give you an outline on what to do and each step to take next. How's that
okay.
sound?
That sounds great.
Perfect. All right. Well, Amanda will have all my information. Just reach out whenever. I'm very free and wide open. So whenever it works for you, works for me.
Okay.
All
well,
right.
Thank you, ladies. Awesome. Thank you, Amanda.
Thank you. Thank you, Susan, for calling in. I appreciate it.
All right. You have a good day.
Bless you. Bye-bye. All right. Do you want to leave your information real quick, Candy? Then we'll continue.
Yeah, I will. So I am Candy Wiseman. You can find me on Facebook. I also have a Facebook business page, Wiseman Energy Healing. I'm going to leave you my contact phone number as well as my email. You can either call me at 573-355-3968, or you can reach me by email at wisemanenergyhealing@gmail.com. I answer pretty much only from Facebook and emails. I'm not on all the other stuff. Pretty old school. It's a little too much.
I'm that way, too. So our next person is, are you ready for them yet, or do you want to go ahead and finish?
Bring it.
Sorry, I interrupted you there. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right, 618-402, you're on the line with Amanda and Candy. How are you?
Hello, this is Carol. And
hi, Carol.
I missed the beginning of your talk. I'll have to replay it. But Candy, I was just wondering what you've seen, what I need to do, or if there's any issues that I am having that need to be cleared.
Sure. What's your name again?
Carol.
Carol. Hi, Carol. Yeah, let me dig in here. So, all right, I'm already feeling that you have an issue. You have a heart wall up. Do you know what that is?
Yeah.
It's very much like it sounds. Do you know what a heart wall is?
Kind of, yeah.
Okay, so
when you said it sounds correct.
I'm sorry, say that again?
It sounds... I believe that is true.
Yeah. So whenever we have a heartbreak or we go through something or loss, our heart can actually build an energetic wall of protection made out of emotions to stop us from getting hurt, right? It's like protection in a way, but it really ends up blocking us to be able to receive love also. So it's good and bad. But it looks like you have a heart wall up that needs to be addressed. Let me see what it's made out of. It looks like the trapped trauma is stemming from love unreceived. Ooh, there's hate in your heart. There's also grief and loss in your heart. There's also depression. and effort unreceived. So your heart wall is made up of those emotional energies. So that's what needs to be addressed with you first. That is what I see popping up for immediate attention. It's also ancestral. It's also been with you for a very long time. You've been probably struggling with this your whole life. Right?
That's true.
So that ancestral trauma that's ready to be cleared now. And, you know, that's a process. I don't know if you – did you listen to the last call? Have you been listening?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Did you hear what I did with the first gentleman? I did a quick clearing session on him.
Yeah. Which I kind of did it, but I know it's iffy. I was trying to do it.
You were doing it, I feel. But for you, there's a certain sequence that you have to do personally. So what I do is I find exactly what it's made out of and have to do it in a certain order. How much time do we have? Do we have time to do a quick little session, or should I just call you back? And I feel like we have a little bit more to talk about past this ancestral trauma for you that I don't want to talk about on air. So,
I gotcha.
But that's the one thing that I I'm being told not to say anything more than that to you.
Okay. And what you have said about everything, I do agree with. The only one I did have issue is hate, because I don't really
But
hate.
That's not your – so what you need to understand, that's
it's
not you.
It's ancestry.
Yeah, that was passed along to you energetically as an – it
can manifest
in physical form as an illness. Hate is a very strong mutator in the body. I don't even say the word. I do not throw hate around at all. I know how destructive
that can
be. So imagine what that's doing to your heart right now. It's not
there.
So I want to get it out.
No. I appreciate that. I feel it.
Yeah. So if you wouldn't mind getting my information, I think I'd like to do this with you off air, because it comes with some heavy energies that everyone doesn't need to be. This is a personal session we need to do. Not for everyone.
I agree. Okay. I understand.
Because ancestral trauma, I don't know what your beliefs or your belief structure is, but a vibration with the word hate comes with yucky energies. And I don't want to blast that on the air waves. So, Cheryl, if you wouldn't mind contacting me, we'll take care of this on a personal level.
Okay, thank you, Kenny. I will call you.
Yeah.
Okay, beautiful. All right, Cheryl, I'll look forward to talking to you soon. Until then, do you ever take baths?
Not lately. I've been taking showers.
Okay, well, I really strongly suggest, this is very heavy-duty energy work that I do, and I usually don't work on it unless they take an Epsom salt bath right afterwards. So before we connect again, I want you to go Epsom salt, make sure you have that on deck, okay?
Okay, thank you.
You're very welcome.
All right.
Thank you.
Bye now.
Blessings.
Thank you.
Okay, our next caller is 203. You're on the line with Amanda and Candy. How are you? 203. Okay, we'll move on then. Our next caller is 519. You're on the line with Amanda and Candy. How are you?
I am good. How are you, ladies?
Doing wonderful.
Thank you. I'm so glad that July we might be out of this weird energy thing. Thank you for saying that. I like to have
it's been terrible.
I was wondering, my name's Jennifer.
Hi, Jennifer.
I was wondering if you could check my chakras. I've been sort of in the same stuck energy as everybody else.
Yeah, we're all kind of going through it right now. Sure, let me just kind of tap into your energy field here. So right away, again, I don't know if you're listening to the last call, but what's popping up for you is ancestral trauma that's ready to be cleared. And that's what's kind of keeping you stuck. Is that kind of how you're feeling, kind of stuck? Did you hear me?
Oh, no, I'm sorry. I didn't hear a question. I thought you were just telling me I was stuck because of the ancestors.
Have you been feeling kind of stuck and have kind of some bad luck happen?
Well, only the last couple weeks. But, yeah, last night I felt someone was around my bed, which used to happen a lot, but lately not so much. But there was someone there, and someone else is trying to – and I bless her, but she's trying to suck me into someone else's ancestors. Which, as a healer, you know, I want to help, but I have to keep my distance from it.
I feel like that's a good decision on your part.
Yeah.
I feel like guide said no to stay away from that one for now. So you're a healer?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I love working with other healers and light workers. Because your guardian's ready to show you how to get to your next step, which will bring you more into your telepathy, I feel.
Mm-hmm.
How is your channeling abilities? Are you able to hear things audibly yet?
Sometimes. Not all the time, though. But
I feel like just
a buzzing. Yeah.
Yeah, so I can open up that channel for you. But you need to have the ancestral trauma cleared first. That's the first step. With everybody, if they haven't worked with me before, that's usually our first session. It's just clearing ancestral trauma because that comes with some yucky, yucky, heavy entities and energy sometimes. And that's stuff I like to do for people, right? It's basically, not to freak anybody out, but it's basically like an exorcism. But it's not a, you know, it's everything's just energy. And I have a very good balance with the light and the dark. It's nothing serious. It's just I'd like to handle this energy myself rather than you do it, if that makes sense. I feel like that's why you reached out today, because it's kind of a yucky ancestral trauma that comes with. I actually have to be told the name on this one, which means it's a very strong force. That means you had lots of heavy ancestral work to do this lifetime. So that you're the chosen one to clear the lineage, right?
I figured as much.
Yeah. Now, and nobody gets that task unless they're strong enough to do it. So just know mm-hmm. how strong you are. So that's the first thing to the step of you getting your channel open, getting tied more into your gifts you're about to step into. It's what I see. They're not giving me any more specifics because they don't, again, this happened with the last lady also. They don't want, they want this to be a personal thing because it comes with heavy, heavy energy that doesn't need to be voiced out into the airwaves, okay? So does that make sense to you that it would be ancestral trauma? Does that feel like it resonates?
Yeah, no, absolutely. Totally makes sense.
Okay. Yeah, and also you have a small heart wall. Do you know what a heart wall is?
No.
It's very much like it sounds. So after you go through like a heartbreak or a trauma or a loss, your heart begins to build kind of like a wall of armor to kind of protect it from getting hurt so you can do everyday things without being devastated, right? But after so long, it stops to allow love energy to come through. So that's just time for what we're going to do also is they're telling me that the heart wall can come down with the ancestral trauma clearing. And usually I have to clear ancestral trauma before I do that, but not in your case. You're a little different. So your heart wall can come down. It's ready to come down now. Let me see what it's made out of real quick. There's depression, effort unreceived. Oh, I feel being taken for granted pops up. Do you do healing work as a profession now?
No, I do it through my church.
Okay. But you do, have sessions? What kind of healing modality do you do for people?
It's spiritual healing. It's we do go through, like, sometimes I'll do the chakras if I'm drawn to them, but it's more of an energetic. It's not Reiki, but I learned trance healing. I've learned a whole bunch of different modalities. So whatever that person seems to need.
Mm-hmm.
But there
That's
is,
good.
Okay, so on my heart, there actually is a physical cyst on my heart. So
yeah, that's coming from the heart wall. So that's exactly why it popped up then. That needs to be addressed. It's actually mutated the energy into a physical entity. That's what that mass is. It's an entity that's making a little home there. So, so this is how I'm going to kind of explain how one gets an entity attachment. Okay. So whenever we have a trauma, it actually holds physical space in our body somewhere, usually in an energy plexus or a chakra, as you call it. And within those little trauma bubbles, that's where the entities can go into that bubble, and that's where they attach to. So they have a place to live. And because you have ancestral trauma with this really heavy energy, it gives it a nice, comfy home to live in. So what we got to do there is extract all of the emotions, remove that little trauma bubble and all the emotions it's made out of, and then actually do an entity clearing to clear the contract with that entity. Okay, so it's real easy stuff. Nothing too serious, but it needs to be addressed because it's mutating into a physical ailment now for you. When did you find out about this mass on your heart? Is it pretty recent?
No, actually, it's probably about, I don't know, maybe 8 years ago.
All right. Okay. Well, we're going to take care of that. That's something that's going to take some time. We can't do it real quick over the phone. But I can definitely clear that for you, and I'll get rid of that yucky entity that lives in there if you're open to it.
No, sounds good to me. Your contact information is in the chat box.
Is it? If she can leave it with you again, I can put it there, but I'll just let her announce it again. Go ahead and tell her how to get
on. I have jot down my number. I'll go ahead and give it to everybody again. Let me know when you're ready.
Ready.
Okay. Again, my name is Candy Wiseman from Wiseman Energy Healing. You can reach me at 573-355-3968. You can reach me over Facebook at Candy Wiseman or Wiseman Energy Healing, or by email at wisemanenergyhealing@gmail.com. So any form of communication I listed, I check every day. So if you want to just give me a call whenever you're free, I'll give you a soul scan and get really in depth with you on this. And tell you exactly what the plan is, and also how to tap into your gift, which will open up your channel, which will bring in your more audible telepathic abilities also. And I know that's kind of what your next step is, or your next gift you're coming into is your audible, so you'll be able to hear and connect more with your guides. Does that make sense? Is that something that you've been kind of asking?
Yes, thank you very much, Candy.
Okay, you're very welcome. All
right. Have a good day.
You too.
All right, we're going to go to our next caller, which is the area code 707 and our last caller. How are you? You're online with Amanda and Candy.
Hi.
Hey there.
Hi.
Hi.
What's your name?
Valerie.
Hi, Valerie.
Hi. I'd like to see what you're picking up for me. I'm not sure why I'm calling.
Yeah. All right, Valerie, let's see what we got. So your solar plexus is jumping out at me. Have you been low energy lately, kind of tired?
Off and on.
Yeah, it comes and goes?
Yes.
Okay, it looks like you have a blockage in your solar plexus, which is tied to the crown chakra also. And that is stemming from a childhood trauma. Did you used to have bad dreams as a child?
As an adult, but I don't remember as a child.
Oh, as an adult? So you're having them in adulthood, not child. I think it's stemming from childhood, some childhood trauma, but you're having bad dreams now?
Occasionally. It's not always.
When's the last time you had one of those dreams? And do you remember what it was, or is it just a feeling?
I think just a feeling.
Okay. Yeah. That
and
makes
I have
sense.
Just a feeling now, like I have a feeling like impending doom or something. It's weird.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's what I'm picking up. There is an attachment that's attached to your solar plexus. And that energy kind of drains you of your energy. It kind of feeds off your life force. And that's all stemming from a childhood trauma that's causing bad dreams is what I got.
Mm-hmm.
That's the first thing I kind of picked up. So that would cause you to be tired. It would bring you feelings of unworthiness and, like, dread. Do you feel that sometimes?
I do. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that makes sense. My guides are telling us we can take care of that right now, if you like.
Oh, beautiful. Absolutely, yes.
Yeah, they said it's going to be real quick and easy. Let me just, is it just unworthiness? Yep. Okay, so it's we're going to start, let me just explain how we do this. It's real easy. All we're going to do here is we're going to pull that negative energy out of your body physically. So how we do that, we're going to use your hand, okay? You're going to cup it, and you're going to put it on your solar plexus. You know where your chakras are located?
Yes,
pretty familiar.
I do.
Okay, perfect. Mm-hmm. Go ahead and put your hand on your solar plexus, and what you're going to do, you're going to slide it all the way up the middle of your body and sit down the back of your neck as you say this phrase. Okay, so do you understand what you're doing? You're going to move your hand from your belly button and swipe it to the back of the neck as you say, I release unworthiness now. Does that make sense?
I'll swipe it up to the front and down to the back?
Yeah, you start with your hand at your belly button and swipe it up the middle of your body and to the top of your head and then down the back of your neck as you say,
okay.
Release unworthiness now. So just
period.
Yeah, so wipe your hand from your solar plexus to the back of the neck as you say, I release unworthiness now. And just keep swiping and saying that phrase until I tell you to stop. I need you to say it so I know what you're doing.
Okay. I release unworthiness now. I release unworthiness now. I release unworthiness now. I release unworthy now.
Okay, good. There it went. Okay, so now I want you to take a nice big breath and imagine you're breathing in light and love. Good loving energy in your body. Take a nice big breath. And now what you're going to do is we're going to clear this entity / soul contract. I call entities contracts because that's what it is. So what we're going to do, how we do that is you're going to put your hand between your feet and slide your hand all the way up from your feet and swipe it to the back of the neck, very similar to what you just did, okay? But you're going to say, but you're going to say this phrase. Hold on, just let me write it down. Make sure I got it. You're going to say, I release all facets of these contracts into the light as you swipe from your feet to the back of the neck. And I want you to keep saying that, and I'll say it so you can just repeat after. From the feet to the back of the neck, say, I release all facets of these contracts into the light. You just say it out loud.
Contracts into the light.
Hmm?
I release
all facets of this contract into the
light. It's very important you say verbatim of what I say. I release all facets of these contracts.
I release all facets of these contracts into the light.
Very good. Keep going.
I release all facets of these contracts into the light. I release all facets of these contracts into the light. I release all facets of these contracts into the light.
Very good. There it went. Okay. Now, I want you to take a couple deep breaths. How are you feeling?
I had to take a deep breath.
Yeah. So this is very, very strong energy work. Did it make you a little lightheaded? Some people, it affects differently than others. I want you to just eat and do some deep breathing. Just breathe in light and love and breathe out fear and doubt. That's a breathing technique that Archangel Michael gave me for just this type of work. It puts love energy back where that yucky bubble was. So we want to fill your body up with good energy where the yuck was. So just sit down and take some deep breaths and just breathe in light and love. Okay, now that should restore some power back to your power source, your solar plexus. But you're not going to have any more bad dreams, and you're not going to have any more yucky feelings of unworthiness. That's all gone. And that's how easy it is. All you got to do is being able to pinpoint the root cause of what the blockage is. And I actually have a free online course for people to do this for themselves. Have you been starting to do your healing work? Tell me a little bit about what your spiritual journey's been like. What are you working on?
Well, I've been learning to just put myself first instead of others.
Self-love.
And a loving. Yes.
That's a good place to start. Self-love is the hardest lesson to,
It is hard.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's hard because, you know, you've been raised up to just give and do for others, and you're supposed to take, you know, be there always.
Right. Well, you're doing exactly what you're supposed to be doing. That's what your guide just said. So they said, good job.
Oh, beautiful. Thank you.
They said you're on the path. They said, keep going. And they said also they're giving me a personal affirmation for you to say. Do you ever do affirmations? Saying that give you a personal affirmation to what you need now to help rewire a circuit in your brain there for self-love. Hold on, let me see what it is. It says, I am worthy.
I am worthy.
Mm-hmm. You might want to write this down. If you have a pen and paper, they want you to write this down or make note of it,
I can play it back too.
Okay, perfect. I am worthy of love in all forms.
I am worthy of love in all forms.
Love comes to me easily.
To me easily.
And without.
And without.
Without obstruction.
Obstruction.
Yeah, so that's your personal affirmation to help you receive love in your personal way, is what they said. So if you just whenever you can
think. Trying...
Go ahead.
I'm sorry. Yeah, because I've been trying to bring in love for years and years, and it's like no, no, and no.
Yeah.
And it's like,
so
okay, when is the time? I'm ready.
Yeah, so this is a personal mantra just for you that your guides wanted you to have to help you bring in that love energy easily.
Beautiful.
Because your mind is kind of fighting your heart on this one. So you kind of have to retrain it at this point to feel worthy, you know. So we just got rid of unworthiness, so it should be a little easier. But because that unworthiness has been there, you know, since childhood – kind of have to rewire that in your brain. So that's your personal affirmation to help that love come on in. Okay.
Is that why I've been doing for others, like friends and people that I know, versus doing, well, I don't want to say versus doing for myself, but I don't know, just always being available to listen, not so much doing, but listening to others and, you know, their problems and things?
Yeah, the answer to that question is a big yes. That's exactly why.
Okay. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Do you have any more questions?
Anything else you're picking up, like on a health front, is there?
Nope. They said that's what you need right now is that affirmation. That's your next
beautiful step.
Like I said, they told me you're doing good. They're just helping you out with your personal affirmation to help get things moving.
Beautiful. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome.
Yes. Thank you, Amanda, as well.
All right. Blessings to you. Candy, this has been amazing. I really enjoyed you on my show today. We'll have to do it again really soon. And I definitely want people to find out more about your work, too, because you do a great job.
Well, thank you. It's been super fun. I'm really glad you invited me on this. And I'm always open to opportunities to spread the knowledge of self-healing, always.
Yes, me too. I'm loving it. And hopefully I will cross paths with you. I'll just manifest it. I'm going to see you somewhere.
Yep. Oh, we'll make sure of it. We'll write that into existence. We now have a contract.
Write that into existence. Yes, we're going to do it. I enjoy your work. I enjoy all you do, and I appreciate you so much. Please share with our listeners one more time how they can get a hold of you.
Sure. Again, I am Candy Wiseman of Wiseman Energy Healing. I am a master alchemist. And you can reach me on Facebook at Candy Wiseman or my business page at Wiseman Energy Healing. Also, you can reach me by email at wisemanenergyhealing@gmail.com or my business phone number at 573-355-3968. And again, it's been my pleasure. I'm here to help. So if anybody out there would like a free soul scan to see what your next steps are, or if, you know, you have a physical ailment, whatever is bothering you, I'd be happy to assist you in any way that I can.
All right. Thank you, Candy. We'll have to do it again really soon. You'll have a recording posted. So I'm going to post it on Facebook, and you can use that anywhere you need to. So for advertising and whatever you need, you know, to educate and help people. And it's been a real pleasure having you on again.
Oh, it's been my pleasure. Yeah, absolutely. Thank you so much, Amanda.
Thank you. It was an honor to have you.
Yeah, I love the work that you're doing. It's beautiful.
Thank you. Well, I second that with you, too. I love the work you're doing with Archangel Michael, and we're both doing similar, if not, you know, we're doing a lot of the same things, but it's a little different, but it's really cool, and I love how you work, so thank you for sharing. I appreciate you so much.
I appreciate you, too. Again, it was my pleasure.
All right. Blessings to you.
Thank you.
Sacred water, you are the rivers that flow on this earth and in our veins. The rain that pours down from Father Sky, and the mighty oceans that swell with deep mysteries. We cannot live without you. Speak to us once more. that we may hear the voice of ancestral knowledge and return to our place in the sacred circle.